USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee via email that she would be prepared to testify next week if certain conditions were met. Congressman Trey Gowdy talks about the role the FBI should have in this case.
The FBI does not have jurisdiction over state sex assault claims. If they want to locate witnesses, if there are witnesses that know whether or not this happened, I'm all for it, and I'm all for them being compelled to come testify. But the FBI does not have jurisdiction over a state sex assault claim, and Judge Kavanaugh does not have the burden of proving his innocence. He has said he was not present. The last time I checked, the government has the burden of proof in a criminal case.
And according to Forbes, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise at $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What has been a mysterious shutdown of a federal observatory has been explained by the feds. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility suspected of using its Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. Observatory officials deciding to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers.
The first remains of soldiers killed in the Korean War sent from North Korea have been identified as belonging to Master Sergeant Charles H. McDaniel of Indiana and Army Private First Class William H. Jones of North Carolina. President Trump sent out a tweet earlier today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump encouraged Americans to start looking for new jobs if they're unhappy with their current position, touting the fact that there's a lot of jobs out there and sometimes not enough people to fill all those jobs. Cabot Phillips is the media director for CampusReform.org. He talks about how young people are finally starting to recognize that the economy is turning around.
So a lot of young people are seeing that this economy right now under President Trump's leadership has more opportunity. If you are a young person getting out into the workforce, this is the best possible time for you in our nation's history, arguably. And so I think a lot of people are realizing, wait a second, everyone keeps telling me that things are going to go horrible under President Trump, and they're actually going pretty well. And so I think that young people are starting to a certain extent to be able to separate results from rhetoric.
Cabot was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.